The bill would have given the State Public Service Commission the power to site wind farms, with the thought being the PSC would apply the same standards statewide and prevent local governments from getting in the way. Milwaukee Democratic Senate sponsor Jeff Plaley says that as the state looks to generate more power from renewable sources, it's out of rivers to dam, and it can't effectively use solar power.
But we do have wind. Not in abundance, but we do have wind. It's one thing that we can do. But what we don't want to do, Mr. President, is allow one community, one county, one town to have veto power over the state's energy policy, because it is the state's energy policy.
Plaley's plan looked like it might be one of those bills that gets rammed through the legislature at the end of session, but it was met with bipartisan opposition in the Senate. Green Bay GOP Senator Robert Coles told his colleagues he's a huge proponent of renewable energy.
But my gosh, to make this work, you have to have public acceptance. You have to talk to people.
Alma Democratic Senator Kathleen Vineout called for the creation of a new review board to give more people a voice in where turbines would go.
We need to site wind towers, but we have to invest in taking the time to go through a deliberative process that allows for citizen participation and citizen control.
Vineout's proposal ultimately killed the plan. Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker says he doesn't expect to bring it up again during the Senate's last regular session date today. Even if he did, the State Assembly finished up its business early this morning. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.